Allama Ibn Hajar has written a commentary, depending on which publication, 20 volumes. There is Umdatul Qari, written by Allama Badruddin Al-Aini. There is the Irshad al-Sari. And there are many Urdu commentaries of this book. If you don't have access to this book, it will be very difficult to understand the ahadith of Sahih al-Bukhari. However, books like Imam Bukhari's Al-Adab al-Mufrad, Riyad al-Salihin, these are books which you can read. And these are books you'll have no problem with, inshaAllah. But still, it's best to refer to the scholars when you have a problem. Other than this, you get a good book on seerah, on the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the ulama write that sometimes you will benefit more from reading books on seerah than going deeper into fiqh, into jurisprudence, into masail. Because masail just give you laws. And the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually gives you how to act in different stages. And when we are faced with different dilemmas and different situations, how to act, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was put through so much. So the seerah books are very informative, and there are, mashallah, many seerah books. In Urdu, in Arabic, there are many books. In English, mashallah, many books have been translated. So read about the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Read the ahadith. How much knowledge we are to know, there is one which is considered Fardul Ayn and one which is considered Fardul Kifaya. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it necessary for us that we need to know our religion, and we need to know Islam, and we need to know our deen. And He says, لا يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون, that those who don't know can never be equal to those who know. They are not on the same status. Those who know are definitely on a higher status, because ilm has great barakah. Ilm is of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, there is a certain amount of knowledge which every single person has to know. Just like every single person has to pray. Likewise, there is a certain amount of knowledge which every person has to know. And then beyond that, we leave it to the scholars or we leave it to the specialists. If we ever have a question on those other aspects, then we ask the scholars. So one is called Fardul Ayn and one is Fardul Kifaya. Fardul Ayn is that which is necessary for everyone to know. And Fardul Kifaya is that which is not necessary for everyone to know, but it is necessary to have someone within reach that you can access and ask them about that particular incident. So the masail and the rulings of tahara, of purification, of salat, of fasting, these are necessary for everybody to know. Thereafter, if somebody has wealth and he needs to pay zakat, then the masail of zakat become necessary on that person, otherwise they're not necessary. If a poor person who doesn't have more than 70 pounds or whatever the nisab is, he doesn't have to know the masail of zakat because he doesn't have to pay, so you're not obliged to know it. If a person is buying and selling and trading, he needs to know the basic masails of buying and trading in Islam as well. Some of the Sahaba were known in the time of Khilafah to go into the market and ask them that had they studied the masail of buying and selling, and if they hadn't, they would send them back, that go and study the masail of buying and selling and then come back and do your business. Because we don't want to be wrong, we want to make our life perfect. So in the hereafter, there will be less problems, less confusion, less questions, because we would have done everything right, we would have tried our best. Beyond this, beyond the basics, then we leave it to the scholars. And whenever we have a question which is beyond the basics, then we ask the scholars and we ask the ulama. And mashallah, we have many scholars in our cities, and if not in our cities, but close by. And we can call them and we can ask them. So mashallah, we have that obligation, inshallah, fulfilled. But we still need more people to study as much as possible. Now, where do we study this from? If you want to really do some serious study, then go to one of your ulama and take a book like the Nurul Idha, which all the alims normally study in their first year of their course, and try to study that with one of the ulama. There is a translation available of the first chapter of Nurul Idha called the Book of Tahara, and you can buy it from the various bookshops. Try to get that and study it. You know, the reason I'm talking like this is because nowadays there are a lot of people who are studying in different institutions, universities and other places. They will come to you, or they will come to one of us, and they will say to us that, prove what you're saying. Prove why you pray the way you pray. Why don't you say Ameen loudly? Why don't you raise your hands and make Raf'ul Yadeen before you go into Ruku and when you get up? Why do you make 20 rakats of Tarawih? Make it easy, make 8. Why do you make 3 rakats of witr? Why don't you make 1 rakat of witr? These are questions which people have been approached with, and as days go by, you will be approached by this, especially if you're in university, and sometimes you'll find it even in the masajid that you will have these questions. Now, if you have studied properly through books, you will be able to refer to those books and say, it is in this book and this is what it says. It won't be hearsay that, oh, I heard such and such a person say this. It will be solid knowledge. That is why it's important. Because there are a lot of fitna out there today. A lot of confusion is being created in our deen. It is not like the old times where you do whatever you do according to what your imams do and what your parents did. As long as it's correct, obviously. As long as it's not just pure tradition and culture. Then it was okay. But nowadays there's a lot of questions which are coming about. People want to know evidence. People want to know where you're getting what you're getting from. And this is why those who are involved in different works, they should not keep saying that we heard from some elder somewhere. Read the book. The ahadith have quotations there. The ahadith have references. So be solid in your knowledge. If there is ever a question that you have, go and ask the alim and go and ask the scholar. The reason is that, you know, sometimes if we have a problem with our prayer, our namaz, our salat, or with anything in our life, and we think, okay, we'll ask. And then we become a bit lazy and we don't ask. Then another time, another question will arise. And then again, we'll say, oh, I still have to ask. And you don't ask. Slowly, slowly, it builds up. And eventually when it builds up and you have about 5 or 10 questions to ask and you've already forgotten what happened in the beginning or the first question, now shaitan overcomes you and says, well, forget about it now. You've got so much to take care of. I've messed up my life anyway. Let's forget about it. So come back onto the right track and try to have everything in accordance with what the Prophet ﷺ has taught us and how the ulama have preached it to us. And when we have a question, go and clarify it. But we must be humble in our approach, because ilm and knowledge cannot be acquired through arrogance and through pride and through conceit. We must be humble in front of whoever we want to study by, whoever we are questioning. If they say, come back later on, let us come back later on. We must not insist, or we must not feel bad in our hearts that I've come to him for a religious matter. He's the imam, or he's a scholar. He's being paid for his job and he doesn't answer my question. Maybe he doesn't know the answer at that time. So the thing is, sometimes people don't know. You need to give them time as well. These are some of the important points, and I wish, inshallah, I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we take these into consideration. And the way I speak normally is that I want to leave something, I want to try to point out what are the problems that we're facing and to provide some solutions for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to further our knowledge and increase our following of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to learn from the seerah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and inshallah it will provide us guidance in every aspect of our life, whether it be times of happiness or whether it be times of sorrow. Wa akhiru da'wana anna alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma rabbana ahtina fid dunya hasanah wa fil akhirati hasanah wa qina adhab an-nar. اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وعافنا واهدنا وارزقنا. اللهم رب زدنا علما نافعا ورزقا واسعا وعملا متقبلا وشفاء من كل داء. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع وقلب لا يخشع ونفس لا تشبع وعين لا تدمع ودعاء لا يستجاب له. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. Oh Allah, we have sinned greatly. Oh Allah, forgive our sins. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our parents. Oh Allah, shower your mercy upon us, upon our parents, upon our teachers, upon all of the mu'mineen, upon all of the believers. Oh Allah, remove the oppression that is taking place around the world. Oh Allah, deliver our brethren, wherever they may be, from the oppression and from the cruelty of those who commit these atrocities against them. Oh Allah, give us the ability to learn that which is beneficial for us. Oh Allah, there is so much useless knowledge which is going around today. Oh Allah, give us the ability to stay away from that. Oh Allah, give us the ability to use our time wisely and more prudently and more usefully. Oh Allah, give us the ability to learn that which is of benefit to us in this world and in the hereafter. Oh Allah, shower your mercy upon us and look at us with your grace. Oh Allah, give us your love and the love of the Sunnah, the love of your Messenger. Make us from his followers, make us from his strong followers, make us the muttabi'een of the Sunnah, make us the followers of the Sunnah, and raise us among his gathering. Give us to drink from the Hawd al-Kawthar, and take us towards the right into paradise, and keep us away from hell. Wa akhiru da'wana anna alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.